In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. We're getting a big tip-off about the overall health of the U.S. economy today, the Labor Department's employment report for November. October's report was great. The economy added 250,000 jobs, unemployment held at 3.7%. A lot changed in one short month. Financial markets became more volatile. The housing market started to slow down. Point is, we'll be looking closely at the November jobs report for maybe some reassurance that things will be okay or not. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Weekly jobless claims are up over the past month, and company layoff announcements are significantly higher than last year. Still, there are 7 million job openings in the economy right now, and unemployment's at a near 50-year low. If hiring does slow in coming months, it could be because of employers' increasing difficulty finding qualified workers, says Joe Galvin at advisory firm Vistage.
66% of small and mid-sized businesses are currently actively looking to hire. That means that everybody's looking for the best people. The problem is the best people have jobs.
So employers are offering higher pay to retain their workers. Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter says rising corporate indebtedness could eventually sap the job market.
Industries to watch for signs of flagging hiring are the financial sector, real estate, manufacturing, energy, telecommunication, and retail.
The job market is typically a lagging recession indicator. So by the time unemployment rises and job creation falls off, the good times are likely already over. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.